that is more important and still bigger is the human mind that is in your mind. That is more important still. Now then, what have we done? Animals do not do wrong because they do not have choice. God set before us right and wrong, life and death, blessing and cursing. He says, choose, and we have chosen wrong. Therefore, every one of us has descended down actually lower than any animal. How rotten have we become? And God's purpose is to rescue us and clean us up from where we have sunken and lift us up and put His nature in us. And we have to grow, as I told you, as the unborn baby must grow in its mother's womb from the size of a pinpoint. Large enough to be born, it has to grow physically, be fed on physical food. So in like manner, you must grow spiritually on the spiritual food, or you will never be born into the kingdom of God. We have got to become holy as God is holy. We have got to become righteous as God is righteous. And I want to tell you, brethren, if you're not working at it, it's a profession. It's a life job. And if it isn't a big job in your life, you're not a Christian. You're a professor. And you're as deceived as these people out in the worlds and the churches of this world. They say all they have to do is profess Jesus Christ and hocus pocus, they're saved. Oh, no, they're not. And I sometimes think some of us are as deceived as them. Are you growing spiritually? How much have you changed since you were converted? How many bad habits have you rooted out? How much have you overcome? How much have you become like God? How much do you think like God? How much have you improved your ability to do? God gives you certain talents. He divides these talents severally as He will among us. But He's going to hold you to an account of what you do with your talents. What are you doing with them? Are you becoming like God? You're never going to come into your inheritance if you're not. I don't think we have the slightest idea, very many of us, of how far we've got to go and how we must progress. You have to learn to think like God. You have to learn to act like God. You have to learn to do like God until you can be like God so you can someday be God. What are we doing? We're performing like the people around us in the world. How much of our time do we devote like they do to the same things that the people of the world are devoting their time to? You are put here for a purpose. This is not the time when God's trying to convert the world. Most people don't know this. Well, there's a purpose in their lives. They're wasting their lives. They're living them, and they're throwing them away. And there's coming a time when they're going to still have 100 years to live. They're going to look back and see what a rotten mess they made of their lives. You and I, if God has opened our eyes, are getting our chance right here and now. We're not going to get it then. We have got to go to work on ourselves now. We're not like other people. The fact that you've got this knowledge, brethren, this knowledge you get here in this tabernacle is dangerous knowledge because you're going to be held accountable for it. These people around out here on the highway, the people up here in Gloom.
This recording has been brought to you by BibleStudy.org, who did the time-consuming work of reclaiming the message.